In Venezuela, demonstrators for and against President Hugo Chavez are banging daily on pots and pans to draw attention to their cause. And the result is a near-constant ear-splitting din. It's called cacerola, referring to the casserole dish. From Caracas, NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
At a recent protest against populist leader Chavez, thousands of residents blocked a highway in Caracas, then whipped out their cooking utensils. Housewife Migdalia Perici, wielding an aluminum ladle, said she has a long and personal relationship with the second half of her casserola gear, a frying pan.
In this pan, I fed my son, who today is 18 years old. I bang it for his freedom, for this boy who I raised, who is healthy and studious. The casserola is the symbol of my maternal instinct.
And she says it's an effective tool to torment a president. Add Parisi's pan to the din of tens of thousands, and the result can send your hands flying to your ears. The casserola, according to lore, was first heard in Chile in the early 1970s when residents of Santiago took to the streets to protest against the government of Augusto Pinochet. The message, our pans and our stomachs are empty. Today it's heard from Mexico to Argentina, and the noise is deafening. Dr. Raul Bustamante, a Caracas ear specialist, says he's seen many patients since a national protest began here over 3 weeks ago. This is his advice. What you should buy is ear protectors, like the ones they use in the airports, he says. Meanwhile, stuff your ears with cotton balls soaked with grease. While some, like Ms. Perici, cling to their cherished and well-dented pans, entrepreneurs have made inroads into the casserola market, inventing other, more efficient noise-making gadgets. At another recent march, college student Julian Ferrer swings a metal clacker he picked up in a market for $3.
It has a double effect. When it strikes one side, it also hits on the other, giving you more than one bang.
A crowd of 500, he says, is instantly transformed into 1,000. Colleague Nicolas Vera says the casserola clacker arrived in the nick of time. We were running out of pans in the house, he says. We've got to be able to cook, so this is a new alternative. It's also lighter and less tiring to use than the traditional skillet. For the most lazy, these days vendors sell CD recordings of the casserola. Just put your speakers to your window and hit play. It's that easy, vendors say. No sweaty marches in the street, no painful casserola elbow. However, it's the human presence during a protest, along with the noise, that delivers the message. The casserola has always been a tool to protest against governments, but while those seeking Chavez's ouster continue their cacophony, supporters of the president have adopted it as well. One woman, who gave her name only as Carmen, says she's protesting against the protesters.
Those people, all of them, making the casserola, what right do they have to be doing this? What moral right do they have? They have none. It's a disgrace.
Carmen banged her pan until sundown, then went home to cook for her husband. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Caracas, Venezuela.